everyone. This is David Janowicz, your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, brought to you normally live from Adelaide, South Australia, but currently I'm in Amsterdam on the last leg of my world tour. Been a very successful tour. Been away for 7 weeks altogether, 5 weeks in America, 2 weeks in London, and now 3 days in Europe on a bit of R&R before I get home. And then I've got all next week off. Need to take the week off. Sorry to those clients I had to reschedule, but I've been going non-stop for 7 weeks without a day off, so really need to have the break. Been just a wonderful, successful trip. I achieved everything I wanted to achieve. We had some great filming for the documentary, both in the Ashland Lecture. If you haven't seen the Ashland Lecture yet, you've got to go and see it. One of the best lectures I've ever done. Just go to youtube.com, or it's also on the front page of reversespeech.com. So go and check that out. And we had a great workshop in London. We made several announcements. Let me go through some of them on the show. The first off is the affiliate program. I've been trying marketing people for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've all turned out to be an absolute disaster. And so no more marketing people, and I've decided to market Reverse Speech through the affiliate program system. And there'll be more information about that up on the website in the next week or so when I get back. But you can sign up now. Just send me an email. Any clients or students or business you refer to us, you get a flat commission of 20%. And that's going to be the new way I'm going to market Reverse Speech. Advertising hasn't worked. I've spent thousands of dollars on advertising over the years with no real response. So we're doing an affiliate system. We've set it all up on the website, reversespeech.net. Email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. It's backwards at reversespeech.com, and I'll get you all signed up for the affiliate program. We've got all the websites set up to track the sales. And as I said at my lecture up in London, I think Reverse Speech is going to start as a groundswell movement and gradually rise bigger and bigger as the word spreads through the community about Reverse Speech. So that's certainly what I'm hoping is going to happen. So that's the current plans. Also announced at the weekend workshop in London is the formation of the very first Reverse Speech Research Society. This is going to be headed up by Dina Patel, a Reverse Speech practitioner. She's my guest in the second hour of the show today. So we will be talking to her about the new Reverse Speech Research Program. So wait for the second hour for that. We're going to get that kicked off in all 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to have regular meetings on GoToMeeting where we can all get together and do research projects and start seeking some academic acceptance for Reverse Speech. So this is a very exciting step forwards, and one I'm really, really looking forward to seeing get implemented. So that's very exciting. Okay, so that's our second hour guest, Dina Patel. She will be on very shortly. Now, I promised you a couple of weeks ago for a lady who called in, I was going to do reversals on the Ramses. Well, I didn't do that last week. I was in London, and we just had the elections in London, so I thought it was more important to play some British reversals. But today, we're going to start off by looking at the JonBenet Ramsey case. She's that little beauty queen who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado in 1996. No one has yet been arrested for the case. There's been some people, some investigations done, of course, as you all know. It's been the subject of quite a controversy. Well, I think the answers to what happened are all up on ReverseSpeech.com. I've been there since 1996, so for 20 years, the Ramsey case has been up on the website, and you can all go and use the search engine on the website to find it. So we're going to start off by playing a reversal on a JonBenet, the little girl herself, and here she is at one of her beauty contests. So let's run this forwards. Backwards she says, "Mummy, I know evil." Says, "Mummy, now I know evil." Little bit of a creepy reversal, isn't it? Here's the forwards again. "Mummy, now I know evil." Pretty ominous reversal to begin the show off with. Alright, here we have Patsy Ramsey.
I'm Patsy Ramsey,
and mother. And backwards she says, "And I planned the note." Now, there was a note found on the murder scene, quite a rambling two-page note demanding a $140,000 refund to get JonBenet back. Patsy Ramsey could never be excluded as the writer of the note. They had several handwriting analysis done. Books on the topic claim that it's definitely Patsy Ramsey's handwriting, and this reversal would actually seem to suggest that. "Now I planned the note." So here's the forwards again.
"I'm Patsy Ramsey from
the London." And here she says, "Now and I planned the note." And we'll do it one more time. All right, so there we go. That's a rather incriminating reversal. Now, JonBenet was struck on the head by a hard object. And here we have Patsy again.
Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, and we were going to go visiting.
And here she says, "I struck her head." Yeah, "I struck her head." A rather ominous reversal. And here she is again.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in."
And here she says, "I'm that person."
One if there is.
Indicating that she's the person who is the killer. Here, listen to it again.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in."
And who is that person? She says, "I'm that person."
One if there is.
And then she says, "Seen that rape." Here we go.
Seen that rape.
Let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear those two reversals amongst the gibberish here. And there you go, "I'm that person," followed by "seeing that rape." There you go, a little bit ominous, isn't it? And the police were speculating that it was someone in the family who had committed the murder. And here she is saying, I don't know we've met anyone who could be that vicious.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards she says, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
In other words, I'm the only one who could be that vicious. Here it is again. It's,
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
And one more time for those of you who missed it.
I'm the only one.
Little bit of an ominous reversal, I'm sure you would agree. Okay, and here we have Patsy Ramsey again.
We were frantic, and I immediately dialed the police and 911, and she was trying to calm me down, and I said our child had been kidnapped.
And here she says, sealed the bag here, your lady mannequin.
Sealed the bag, your lady mannequin.
Alright, sealed the bag here, your lady mannequin. Of course, JonBenet was a mannequin in one sense. She was all dolled up and all nice and prettied up, looking quite smashing, so let's run this one again.
We were just frantic, and I dialed the police and 911, and she was trying to calm me down, and I said our child had been kidnapped.
And sealed the bag here, your lady mannequin.
Sealed the bag, your lady mannequin.
Bit of an ominous reversal, I'm sure you would agree. Where did she seal? Well, the body was sealed in a room down in the basement, and the lock was broken. Well, here we go.
People we haven't seen for years have come to call and is supportive.
And here she says, the lock with muck.
The lock with muck. The lock with muck. The lock with muck.
Okay. And we have another one.
You know, it just was registering, and I...
And here she says, John and the rest of them are so sick. It's so sick. So who is the rest of them? John and the rest of them. It's so sick. It's so sick. What did she see? Why did she struck JonBenet on the head? What was the rape that she saw? And these are all questions that need answers to. Okay, here we have the next one.
Then I dialed some of our very closest friends, and they didn't even ask. I just said, come.
And this one says, this is a plan.
This is a plan.
So part of her plan to get her friends over to the house. So that is a little bit ominous in and of itself. I'm sure you would agree. Okay, and here we have another one. Let's run this forward.
To those of you who may want to ask, let me address it very directly. I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet. There have also been innuendos that she has been or was sexually molested. I can tell you those were the most hurtful innuendos to us as a family.
And here he says, gotta sell you.
Yeah, that's how we look.
So he's got a plan that he is wanting to sell the public on believing. Got to sell you. Let's run this one again.
To those of you who may want to ask, let me address it very directly. I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet. There have also been innuendos that she has been or was sexually molested. I can tell you those were the most hurtful innuendos to us as a family.
And got to sell you. So there you go. That's that one. And that's John Ramsey, JonBenet's father. And here he is again.
At least up till yesterday, is that any time spent looking at us is time that's wasted. And that in part is why we brought in an investigative team as well to immediately look in other directions. And I know there are other directions being looked at.
And here he says, this, I done it. It's a show you're running. So there you go. There we have both Patsy and JonBenet Ramsey both really confessing to the murder, saying that they did it. Patsy says, I'm the only one. I struck her head. I planned a note. And John says, I done it. It's a show you're running. And here we have a really creepy reversal. He's talking about a little girl who wrote to them, his support.
It's just been wonderful. So we've come out of this perhaps differently than you would expect in believing that there really is a lot of goodness in the world. And that's been an outcome that I think we certainly wouldn't have anticipated with this kind of a tragedy.
And here he says, nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you, you get down on my fire. So long reversal, nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you, you get down on my fire. Very creepy reversal.
Let me mercy, you get out of my fire.
Creepy.
Let me mercy, you get out of my fire.
Very, very creepy reversal. I'm sure you would agree. All right, here we have another one.
I want to thank those people that care about us.
And here he says, our rape hurt. So that's twice I've heard the references to rape. Patsy Ramsey, JonBenet's mother, said our rape hurt. Said to seem that rape. Then John says our rape hurt. And here we have another one.
Well, no. I mean, I read it very fast. I was out of my mind. And it said, don't call the police.
And this one says, sealed the lock. And of course, the room where JonBenet was found, the lock was sealed. And sealed the lock. Here's the forwards again.
Well, no. I mean, I read it very fast. I was out of my mind, and it said, don't call the police, that type of thing, and told Patsy to call the police immediately.
And sealed the lock. Interesting reversal. Okay, so let's scroll down to the next one here. And here we have with this one.
To sit there and wait by ourselves.
And here it says, sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist.
So another very ominous reversal, I'm sure you would agree. And here we have John Ramsey again.
Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, what do you want to say to the killer of your daughter?
We'll find you. We will find you. I have that as a sole mission for the rest of my life.
And here he says, now we fool you.
We now fool you.
I'm sorry, we now fool you. Here we go.
We now fool you.
We now fool you. We now fool you.
That seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? Let's run that again.
Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, what do you want to say to the killer of your daughter?
We'll find you. We will find you. I have that as a sole mission for the rest of my life.
And we now fool you.
We now fool you.
We now fool you. We now fool you.
There we go. Pretty incriminating reversals, I'm sure we would agree. Here's John Bonet's, not John Bonet, John Ramsey's ex-wife.
I have one question.
Okay.
Is John Ramsey a child abuser?
No, he is not. He's affectionate, kind, and very gentle.
Any suggestions from other family, other friends, girlfriends, and so on? Does that maybe the case?
No, there has never been any other suggestion from any other source.
And this one says, we're lying in their defense.
We're lying in their defense.
We're lying in their defense. We're lying in their defense. So there we go. John Ramsey's ex-wife. We're lying in their defense. And here's the son, Burke.
No, there's never any abuse in my family. Zero. None. There's never any touching or anything weird that, you know, might be kind of seen as a sexual abuse by some. Never.
And he says, myself see bullshit.
Myself see bullshit. Myself see bullshit. Myself see bullshit.
All right, we have to go to a top of the hour break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the second part of hour one of the weekly reverse speech show. We spent the first half hour looking at the reversals of JonBenet Ramsey on the case of JonBenet Ramsey, unsolved since 1996, so we're 21 years now. The reversals fairly clearly point to the parents. There seems to be no doubt about that, based on my research anyway. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to some England reversals, seeing I've just come back from London, and we're going to look at some reversals on the Queen. So here's a Queen from the year 2000. So let's run this one forward.
Each of us at this conference highlighted how the varied strands of our shared history have been woven together so that we can more effectively address the challenges and opportunities ahead. Our common past has played a crucial part in bringing so many peoples together into the modern Commonwealth.
And here she says, but we've been a mess. But we've been a mess. And run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish here. And there it was right there, just jumps up out of the gibberish. Here it is again. So there we go, so that's the Queen. And we have another one on the Queen.
The Scottish Parliament is new, but its many links with the past were expressed through symbols and ceremony.
And this reversal says, hand them a lesson. Okay, hand them a lesson. Fair enough. And next one along.
Winston Churchill, my first Prime Minister, said that the further backward you look, the further forward you can see.
And this one says, I send him out. Okay, I don't know what she means by I send him out. Okay, here we have the next word.
Others, however, the future is a cause of understandable anxiety. There are many, for example, of my generation, or amongst the more vulnerable in society, who worry that they will be left behind. The sheer rate of change seems to be sweeping away so much that is familiar and comforting.
And this one says, now have terrible weather there. Oh, not a very good one, is it? Now have terrible weather there. All right, here we have another one.
These timeless values tell us above all about the way we should relate to people rather than to things, thinking of others, not just of ourselves.
And this one says, sniff a little love for people. Okay, fair enough. Sniff a little love for people. All right, next one along.
Earlier this year, this group had been working in very difficult conditions amongst the refugees in the Balkans.
And here he says, the world's sick. I surveil her. There we go with that one. And here we have talking about the death of Princess Di. Now, these reversals on the death of Princess Di have got me the most hate emails on YouTube. People are really quite insulted about the reversals I've found on the Queen talking about the death of Princess Di. So let's run this forwards.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And here she says, sell her, feel it now.
Sell her, feel it now. Sell her, feel now. Solo feel now.
And that's what we call internal dialogue. She's talking to herself, telling her to self to sell the virtues of die, and to feel those emotions now, which makes us wonder whether those emotions are actually real. And she has to feel them now. Here, let's run that again.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And sell her, feel it now.
Sell her, feel it now. Sell her, feel it now. Sell her, feel it now.
And then we have this reversal. Here we go.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
And this reversal says, she needs this, Saul was nicer.
She needs this, Saul was nicer. She needs this, Saul was nicer. She needs this, Saul was nicer.
Yeah, so she's saying, basically, it's a bit of a cryptic metaphoric reversal. She needs this. She needs death. Her soul was nicer. Soul's nicer than she was. So a little bit of an ominous reversal on that one. Let's run that again.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
And Sel, she needs this, Saul was nicer.
She needs this, Saul was nicer. She needs this, Saul was nicer. She needs this, Saul was nicer.
And then we have this reversal here.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this reversal says, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us. The fuss will serve us. The fuss will serve us.
And it's also a fairly cold-hearted reversal, isn't it? Okay, and here she is at the UN.
For the United Nations, these subtle yet significant changes in people's approach to leadership and power might have foreshadowed failure and demise.
And this reversal says, defend this.
Defend this. Defend this. Defend this.
Okay, let's run the whole lot backwards. Listen to it amongst the gibberish here.
The arm and the eye left. That's all for now. How often the fish is needed. Square was all keeping it.
There it is right there. Defend this, or actually let's defend this, I heard. Oh, defend this, a poor fuss, is what I heard. Let's do that again. Oh yeah, defend this, a poor fuss. Defend this, they poor fuss. Wow. Gee whiz, there you go. It's a bit of another ominous reversal. And here we have another one on the Queen.
But when judged by future generations, our sincerity, our willingness to take a lead, and our determination to do the right thing will stand the test of time.
And this reversal says, here's the lessons.
Here's the lessons. Here's the lessons.
Yeah, okay, so lessons to be learned. Let's run the whole lot backwards.
My heart was set in that soul. Get your roots and shin a mess of mana. Steal the kiss and kill a walk. Here's the lessons.
There it is right there. Here's the lessons.
What? Here's the lessons.
Yeah, there we go. And, next one along, we'll run this forward.
But over the years, I have observed that some attributes of leadership are universal and are often about finding ways of encouraging people to combine their efforts, their talents, their insights.
And this one says, loving the forerunner.
Loving the forerunner.
Loving the forerunner. Loving the forerunner.
Don't know what she means by the forerunner, but anyway, there it is. And here we have another one.
Remarkably, many of these sweeping advances have come about not because of governments, committee resolutions, or central directives, although all these have played a part, but instead because millions of people around the world have wanted them.
And this one says, my limbs suffered.
Millions of
them. Huh.
Millions of them.
I don't know, is she having problems with her limbs? Arthritis, maybe? Here it is again. And let's run the whole lot backwards. Here we go. And there it was right there, just jumping up out of the gibberish. Here we go. So there we go there. Okay. And here we have the last reversal I have on the Queen.
The aims and values which inspire the United Nations Charter endure to promote international peace, security and justice.
And here she says, so share this honorary love. Yeah, there we go. And let's run the whole lot backwards. And there it is, just jumps up out of the gibberish like that. Let's do that again. Yeah, there we go. And here we have Prince William.
Did you feel that you were given a break for a while?
It didn't really matter, whether they did in a way, because it was the enormity of the occasion and the pressure and all eyes on, as it were.
And this one says, sympathy, I won't take it.
Sympathy, I won't take it. Sympathy, I won't take it.
And while we're on brief reversals, here's one on Winston Churchill.
All brief moral and material forces and convictions.
And right and never wrong, fear for all.
Right and never wrong, fear for all.
Right and never wrong, fear for all. Right and never wrong, fear for all.
So there we go, there's some reversals on the Queen and a couple of other British characters. Okay, we're going to continue with the last 10 minutes of this section before we bring Dina Patel on. And we are going to look at some of the archives that I have been examining over the last several months now. And here we have some reversals from November 2015. So let's bring these one earth wings up. Here we have Carly Fiorina.
I think we've talked way too much to Vladimir Putin. What I would do is immediately begin rebuilding the Sixth Fleet. I'd rebuild the missile defense program in Poland. I'd conduct regular military exercises in the Baltics. I'd put a few thousand more troops into Germany. I certainly would have been leading in Syria 3 years ago, because Obama and Clinton haven't. We have far fewer options here.
And here she says, and we'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood.
A little bit of an aggressive reversal. Let's do that again.
We'll send the blood.
We'll send the blood.
Yep, rather concerning reversal. Okay, here we have a chap by the name of Gordon Duth. Not too sure who he is, talking on veterans.
I'm not sure I like white people because, frankly, there's a reason white people are being bred out of existence, because the average IQ, when the IQ of Americans dropped from 100 to 83, that's not the brown people in the U.S., that's the white people. The white people in the U.S. have bred themselves back into the tree.
This one says, it's Mossad, you'll see. Yeah, there we go. It's Mossad, you'll see. And here we have another one. We'll run this forward.
People. Romney is being funded with, probably $1 billion will come through Sheldon Adelson. $1 million will go to Obama from George Soros. And you get emails all day long, I certainly get them, we all get them, that say that George Soros is the one that's running the world secretly, okay, and that he's an evil individual because he's Jewish and has worked in the insurance business. And yet, if you had George Soros on here with us, George Soros happens to agree with everything we say. George Soros is not a bad person. George Soros spends his money trying to get as much truth out as he can. He is not politically the same as any of these people. I don't care if he's Jewish or came from Hungary or worked in the insurance business. He supports common, normal American people.
And this one says, the big lie.
The big lie.
Yeah, there we go, the big lie. Okay. All right, here's Lindsey Graham.
So what you've done, gentlemen, along with the president, is you've turned Syria over to Russia and Iran. You've told the people in Syria who died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about.
And this one says, I erase North Egypt. Wow.
I erase North Egypt.
I'll be bothered.
I erase North Egypt.
I wonder what he means by that. I erase North Egypt. Yeah, let's run it again.
I erase North Egypt.
I'll be bothered. All right, and here we have Netanyahu on the settlement.
Israel is the only country that protects the holy sites in the Middle East. You see Muslims, the militant Shiites and the militant Sunnis blowing each other's mosques to smithereens across Iraq, Syria, you name it. Churches, of course. Synagogues, don't even talk about it.
And this one says, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
Okay, all right, so next one along. Here we go again.
And this attack and other attacks on the Jewish community in 1920 and 1921, 1929, were instigated by a call of the Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, who was later sought for war crimes in the Nuremberg trials because he had a central role in fomenting the final solution. He flew to Berlin. Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews at the time. He wanted to expel the Jews.
And the verse says, we fool with the law.
They fool with the law.
Oh, well, Israel seems to be known for that, fooling with the law, don't they? That's nothing new. Here we have Edward Snowden.
We try to create paradigms where people can not only reveal government wrongdoing about serious violations of people's rights on an individual and a massive population-based scale, but that they can also be safe.
And here he says, believe will be more honest.
Believe will be more honest.
Believe will be more honest.
So maybe that was part of his motivation in releasing information to believe we'll be more honest. All right, here's the next one.
And the government has never at any point demonstrated any evidence of any harm that's occurred as a result of these disclosures. And in fact, with each passing year, we see more and more evidence that this has done a tremendous public good.
And this one says, I cheat the crap. Yeah, well, it's certainly there, isn't it? Let's run that again. Interesting reversal. All right, here we have another one on Snowden.
There is no longer a question of whether the NSA's mass surveillance programs were legal or illegal. That's actually been resolved in the ACLU versus Clapper when it was ruled that these programs were unlawful. The issue that we're seeing in the courts, and this is an ongoing thing for the last 50 years, is that courts won't tell you whether or not a program is lawful or unlawful until you can prove that it actually exists.
This one says, prove Initiative Obama. Yeah, there we go. Prove Initiative Obama. And we have another one.
When we have that, you ultimately have to make a choice about what do you have a greater commitment to, the law or to justice. And that's what being a whistleblower is about to me.
And this one says, so sad.
So sad.
Huh.
So sad. So sad.
Yeah, or is it soul sad? Hang on, let's run that again.
So sad.
It's soul.
So sad.
Oh.
So sad.
Yes, I think it's soul sad.
So sad.
So sad. So sad.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be soul sad, doesn't it? All right, next one along. Here we go.
And there was one individual somewhere who, by interfering with sort of their ordinary operations, by doing any kind of operation, whether it was stealing their working materials, their journalistic materials, or whether it was indeed interacting with them in a physical nature, which would basically, I'm not going as far as to say they would be killed. I do think that's a little bit too far. But the bottom line is you have to prepare journalists who have never worked in intelligence, who aren't they don't have a history in the Central Intelligence Agency, how seriously to take the reporting process. And when you say if you are the single point of failure, if you make some mistake and advertise yourself as the one individual who the government can act against to stop this story, they will do so. I think that's a fair point and an important one to be made.
This one says, yes, it served in Obama.
Yes, it served in Obama.
Huh.
Yes, it served in Obama.
There it is.
Yes, it served in Obama.
Huh, I wonder what he means by that. Yes, it served in Obama. Not too sure. All right, here's Donald Trump. Here we go.
Thank you all very much. It's a tremendous honor. We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And here he says, close the value and I set ambush.
Close the value and I set ambush.
Wow.
Close the value and I set ambush.
And here we have another one on Trump, talking about Jeb Bush.
You look at somebody like Jeb Bush, it took him 5 days, 5 days, to give a proper answer in Iraq. He was changing his answer every day.
And this one says, a bigot.
A bigot.
A bigot. A bigot.
Yeah, nice and clear. Let's his feelings know who what they are on Jeb Bush. And we have Trump talking about Snowden.
This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution.
Execution? Are you worried about what a President Trump might do to you? No, I'm not.
And Trump says, wanting that you are dead. Wow. I'll be bothered. Ooh, dear, a little bit of an ominous reversal, isn't it? Okay. All right, folks, this will do for the archives today. We'll continue with the archives next show. And we're going to be back right after this with my guest, Dina Patel, talking about the Reverse Speech Research Institute. See you soon.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.